This portion of Drive Time is made possible by Leona McDonald Roberts, certified public accountants with locations here in North Conway and throughout New Hampshire. I'm Tony Zord. I'm joined by Caleb Ness and Haddam Isaac, and we're talking about the Constitutional Awareness PAC's fourth annual convention. This is going to be September 13th. That's a Friday, 4 o'clock in the afternoon at the Albany Town Hall. They're going to have dinner, and it is a free and open event to the public. They're going to have a number of speakers. We'll get into that. For more information anytime, go to constitutionalawarenesspact.webs.com. That's constitutionalawarenesspact.webs.com. You can also check them out on Facebook. Caleb and Isaac, thank you both for joining me.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us. Honored to be here.
Getting into this Constitutional Awareness Pact in the fourth annual convention, it's all about rediscovering the documents that our government runs off of.
Yeah, exactly. I think at least in recent history, there has never been a more important time for people to understand our Constitution, understand our founding. I think you're seeing heightened attacks on a lot of our liberties, and you're also seeing a basic attack on the founding fathers who created this, you know, talking about renaming events named after people like Thomas Jefferson. So I think it's very important that now, I think more than ever in recent history, that we the people, the American citizens, are informed about not only our Constitution, its workings, our liberty, but also the amazing men that founded this country and the amazing, flawed, but amazing men that crafted this document.
When we go to this awareness pact, are we expecting to see people that are talking about the history of the Constitution, contemporary applications, a little of everything?
One thing that we're kind of trying to focus on this year is, what is the country facing now? We're having Representative Nathan Wadsworth from the state of Maine and former Representative Frank McCarthy. They're both going to be talking about some issues facing the states right now. Obviously, some that have faced them in the past, things that are happening now, what we need to do to stop them on a constitutional level. Obviously, it's not a partisan event. It is a constitutional event, and we're going to be very much focusing on that. But basically, it's going to be talking about the Constitution now, what the history is, what history has taught us, and what we need to do to preserve our liberties for future generations.
When we get into the Constitution, are we talking about national constitution? You mentioned state stuff, so I imagine state constitutions might have a role in this convention?
Yes, it will be both. The organization mostly focused on the federal constitution. However, the state constitutions very much plays into everyday life, too, because basically every liberty that's preserved in the federal constitution is reinforced and somewhat further elaborated on in the state constitution. But as an organization, we kind of focus on the federal.
Because I think that's where a lot of the abuse that we see in our country today especially tends to come from the federal level.
The state constitutions are more held to because the representatives, they're more in touch with the people.
Right.
So I think that, you know, the people are more, they're worried about their constitutions, the state constitutions being upheld because of that.
So it's the Constitutional Awareness PAC's fourth annual convention. It's happening Friday, September 13th, 4 o'clock in the afternoon is the start. That's at the Albany Town Hall. There is going to be a chicken Alfredo dinner with the event.
That is my understanding.
Along with lasagna, from what I heard.
Along with lasagna. So there will be dinner with the event. It is free and open to the public. For more information anytime, you can go to constitutionalawarenesspact.webs.com. That's constitutionalawarenesspact.webs.com. You can also check them out on Facebook. We mentioned some of the speakers. Let's go through the lineup. Frank Edelblut, who is the New Hampshire Commissioner of Education, will be there.
Yep.
Will he be talking about education?
Yeah, so it's really great. We had Commissioner Edelblut back in 2017, so it's great to have him back for another year. What we're hoping to do with him is actually sit down and talk with him about the importance of liberty, the importance of education in a free society, because it's very important, obviously, if you have freedom, for a well-informed, literate public to be out there. So we're going to talk about that. You know, we're going to allow him to talk about some of the different things he's doing in the state of New Hampshire within the education system to further that. So yeah, it's great to have him back.
So he'll be one of the speakers. As mentioned, former Maine Senator Garrett Mason will be there.
Yes, he will be. Actually, we just got final confirmation on that yesterday, which we're very excited about. He is coming. He's a former senator from Androscoggin County, a candidate for governor in 2018. He was the Senate Majority Leader when he was in the Senate. A very impressive resume. Personal friend of ours, actually. And we're excited about having him come. We've actually been trying to get him since day one as far as CAPSE goes. And just every year it hasn't worked out, and finally this year it did. So we're really excited about having him.
We also have former New Hampshire Representative Frank McCarthy. And Frank, I know personally, is definitely a firebrand, so it should be interesting to see what he has to talk about.
Absolutely. You know, he's going to be up talking about some of the bills along with Maine State Representative Nate Wadsworth. They're both going to be talking about bills in their respective legislatures currently right now that deal with the Constitution. And yes, Frank's a fiery man, so I'm sure he will have plenty to talk about on those topics of bills in the legislature.
So if you're just tuning in, it's the Constitutional Awareness PAC's 4th Annual Convention, September 13th. That's a Friday, 4 o'clock in the afternoon at the Albany Town Hall. There is going to be dinner with chicken Alfredo and lasagna. It is free and open to the public. For more information anytime, go to constitutionalawarenesspac.webs.com. That's constitutionalawarenesspac.webs.com. You can also check them out on Facebook. Not too many young men your age forming constitutional awareness packs, holding different conventions of speakers with state representatives, talking about these sort of topics. What got you into it?
Really, for me, it was just seeing. I've always been raised with a appreciation for our country, having a brother who's currently serving in the Army. So I knew that there was a force defending our liberty. And then when I was 15, going to a constitutional conference with Caleb, and hearing a speaker talk about the Constitution and having basic questions that I had about the Constitution answered and going, is it really this simple? Are all the answers to our problems, at least on the basic level, are they really just found in this one document? And, you know, that got me interested. And then obviously a few months later, Caleb and I started the Constitutional Awareness Pact. And it's been a great experience and learning curve ever since then, just fighting for liberty every day.
Before he talked about going to the Constitutional Awareness meeting in 2015, I had heard the gentleman before. And he talked about the Constitution and how it's abused today. And the fact is the Constitution is supposed to be the supreme law of our land, and it is certainly not being treated as that. That got me quite upset. The very document that was formed by our founding fathers, and everyone claims that the founding fathers were important and that we need to be listening to what they said, but then they don't. You know, the Constitution is the very manifesto of what they thought and how our country should run, and that's not being followed. That's what got me kind of going on it.
It's the Constitutional Awareness PAC's 4th Annual Convention. It's happening Friday, September 13th, 4 o'clock in the afternoon at the Albany Town Hall. It is a free and open event to the public. They're going to have a number of speakers, including the current New Hampshire Commissioner of Education, Frank Edelblut, former Maine Senator Garrett Mason, former New Hampshire Representative Frank McCarthy, Maine Representative Nathan Wadsworth, and others are going to be speaking at this event. You can find more information at constitutionalawarenesspact.webs.com. That's constitutionalawarenesspact.webs.com. You can also find the Constitutional Awareness Pact on Facebook. Caleb, Isaac, thank you both for joining me.
Thank you for having us,
Tony.
Thank
you for having us. It's been a pleasure.
This portion of Drive Time has been made possible by Leona McDonald Roberts, certified public accountants with locations here in North Conway and throughout New Hampshire.